This is Rabbi Ilan Feldman with the second installment of Chanukah Minutes. I hope you enjoyed the first one, in which we talked about the dimension of Chanukah as days of Hallel and Hoda'ah. And the suggestion we made there was that you look for opportunities to appreciate miracles in your life and also become a professional acknowledger, one who says thank you and who really expresses thank you sincerely and authentically to people in the numerous ways that we all benefit each day. Today I'd like to talk about a different aspect of Chanukah, and that's the aspect of Chanukah celebrating the miraculous. After all, the core tefillah of Chanukah is Al Hanisim, for the miracles. Al Hanisim, Al HaPurkan, for the salvation, for the redemption, the intervention, the perseverance that you performed on behalf of our ancestors during this period of time, and we go and recount that miracle. At the center of the Chanukah miracle is the story of the oil, the famous story of the Pach Shemen. When they came into the Beis HaMikdash to rekindle the menorah, they only found one pure vial of oil. They did not have any other oil. It would take a full week to be able to retrieve acceptable oil for the menorah. They light this one day's supply. They end up with 8 days of a menorah because of the miracle of the lights lasting that long, the oil lasting that long. So here, it's been said many times, and it bears repeating, that what the Chashmonaim did was actually undertake to do something that had no chance of succeeding. They were going to light the menorah knowing that it wasn't going to last, but what could they do? And they actually did what they could, and then they allowed God to do what he could. And of course God can do whatever he wants. And so they earned, so to speak, this miracle. Chanukah is a time when we really experience the miraculous. You can't expect to wake up and daven to God and recite the paragraph of Al Hanisim and authentically say to God, I appreciate the miracles that you did to our ancestors at this time, if you are not otherwise in a mode of appreciation for the miraculous. And if you're not yourself in an experience of even giving God a chance to cause miracles, then there's really no relationship that we have to the miraculous. A miracle is something unpredictable that is not likely to happen through a natural course of events. And most of the time we set up our lives in such a way that we get very predictable results. We know what's going to happen, and then we go ahead and we plan things and plan initiatives and plan projects and plan communications that will have predictable results. Rarely do we put ourselves in a position where we really don't know what's going to happen as a result of an initiative, and then just see what happens. Or put ourselves in a position where something unrealistic might happen, unpredictable might happen, and then see what happens. I once had an occasion where I actually put myself at the mercy of people and the mercy of God without having a plan. And I had what I considered to be the closest thing to an open miracle several different times, where objects and needs were presented to me from absolutely nowhere, only because I actually allowed myself to expect unpredictable results. So my suggestion for a day's worth of observance of Chanukah is actually to take on certain things that are not really safe, that are not really predictable, where the result, you don't know what's going to happen as a result of what you do. So, for example, every one of us lives lives that are bounded by certain limitations. We know what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. In the religious realm, for sure, there's some of us who say, I can't daven every single day. There's some of us who say, I can't daven 3 times a day. There's some of us who say, I can daven 3 times a day, but I can't come to Minyan every single day. There are some of us who say, I can come to Minyan, but I can't possibly stay the entire time. I can't possibly come at the beginning and stay to the end. I have to either come late or I have to leave early. as one small example of the kinds of limitations that we have. And one way to practice miraculous is to actually go beyond the limitations that we have. Take that one vial of oil and see how long we can make it last. So, like where a person would say to himself, I'm going to see what happens if I actually go to Minyan today. Or I'm going to see what happens if I actually promise myself that I will get there early. Not even on time, but early. Or in a different area, a person would say to himself, I'm going to see what happens if I say, I love you to someone that you have not said I love you to, that really would just love to hear that. Or if a person undertakes to take the first step in something that they've always dreamt that they were going to do, but they keep on pushing it off because it would be too good to be true if they actually did it. You know, I know somebody who loves writing, and she never writes. And she told me that she doesn't write because it's just too good to be true if she would actually write something that was published. Taking the first step in writing would actually, for her, open herself up to miraculous results, and would allow God to actually do something for her that otherwise couldn't happen because she's not kindling the first day's worth of oil. And so the menorah can't last for 8 days because you don't even light it the first day. It would actually be a miracle to light it the first day. So look around in your life and see where you can take an initiative that would then make it possible for unpredictable results to happen. And that will be your Hanukkah miracle. Have a happy Hanukkah.